The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Salt is a powerful agent. It nourishes, heals, flavors, and preserves things. Jesus used it as an illustration of what His followers are to be. He stated, "Ye are the salt of the earth." As His life flows through born-again believers, He nourishes, heals, flavors, and preserves people of every age and description by them being introduced to Him and His delivering power. On the other hand, Jesus gave us a fearful warning concerning us being the salt of this earth. He went on to state, "But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." In other words, if we, the salt of this earth, lose our ability to nourish, heal, flavor, and preserve, we will find ourselves being walked on in our society. This is why we now have such government oppression against the church in America. Most of us who say we're born-again believers have stepped out of the leadership of government in this culture. This is evidenced by the huge number of evangelicals who have stayed away from the voting booth. Of the over 100 million evangelicals in America, nearly half of us are not even registered to vote. Of the half who are registered to vote, half of them do not show up to vote in any given election. And of the half who do vote, nearly half of them vote for candidates who will make laws which are diametrically opposed to the biblical position on the subject of that law. When salt loses its saltiness, it gets walked on. A painful illustration of this is the legal but immoral use of power in the Kentucky legislature by the present leadership in Kentucky's House of Representatives. Greg Stumbo, Speaker of the House, a Democrat from Floyd County, constantly sends most pro-life bills to committees which won't let them get to the floor for a vote, particularly the ultrasound bill. This bill would, no doubt, save hundreds of children's lives if it could get a fair hearing in the House. But the Stumbo leadership team has consistently sent it to graveyard committees which will not hear it, so it has died for many years. And because born-again believers have not informed themselves of Stumbo's manipulative ways, a majority of those voting in his district have continued voting for him to be reelected. To give you an idea how much Democratic members of the House have bowed down to Stumbo's will, in the 2016 General Assembly in Kentucky, of the 128 bills passed by both House and Senate, the Democratic members in the House only voted against Stumbo's position 0.04% of the time. They voted with him 99.6% of the time. Does this show somebody else is doing their thinking for them? This is why it's so important born-again believers get to the polls and vote. Sure, you may not like any of the presidential candidates. That's not a reason to stay away from the voting booth. The presidential race is not the most important race in this election. Our state governments are our best line of defense against a runaway national government. We need statesmen in our state governments. Go vote for biblically thinking people, or the closest thing to that. Why? So liberty to teach the gospel of Christ in public can be restored. All other liberties hang on that one. Will you give corrupt politicians a salt sting? Or will you be walked on salt? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.